Psalm 103. I don't want to ask you just for today. I don't know what kind of your, what do you usually do, but let's just stand and read Psalm 103. Okay, in the King James Version. Just read it as a declaration, which it is. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Everybody. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all our diseases. Who healeth. I'm sorry, I messed up. Let's read three again. Who forgives all of thine iniquities and heals all our diseases. Who redeemeth our life from destruction.
Yay. Yay.
Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Who satisfies our mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord for that word right now. Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord for that word.
Thank you, Lord.
For that declaration.
Hallelujah.
For that declaration that is in my spirit. My soul, my soul, my soul. My soul blesses you, Lord. And everything that is within me. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for your word today. I thank you for your holy, holy presence. I thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Oh, my God. Oh, I thank you for your goodness and your mercy unto us, Lord. I thank you because you are a mighty, mighty God. And you are marvelous. You do all things well. You do all things right. You do all things holy. Hallelujah. We bow to your timing. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Shika. Baba Basha. Hede Mama Mandraya. Hallelujah. Thank you right now. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. In his presence. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord. Forget not all of his benefits. He forgiveth our iniquities and heals our diseases. He redeemed me from destruction. I was on my way to hell. Hallelujah. I couldn't pull it together. My life was in array. I was destroying myself and everybody in my path, but he redeemed me. I had lost ground with humanity, but he redeemed me. He brought me back. Hallelujah. He restored me and put me on a path that was going in a right direction when I was going in a wrong direction. I didn't even know how to go and where to go. And I didn't even know why I should turn. But God. Come on, y'all. Y'all got your own stories. Y'all got your own stories. But God. All of us got a but God somewhere. Hallelujah. All of us know redemption. And then not only does he redeem us, but he crowns us. What a blessing. With loving kindness and tender mercies. He crowns us. We're royally living in loving kindness and tender mercy. Hallelujah. When we do the queen wave, it's because we got loving kindness in our hearts. When we speak to you, it's because I got loving kindness. I'm royally loving. Woo. Oh, y'all don't get that. That means I know who I am. I know whose I am. I know God's got me. I'm not struggling. I'm royally loving. Hallelujah. And then he gives me those tender mercies. Satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is restored, renewed like the eagle. I can fly high. I can fly through the storm. I can fly when I can't see where I'm going. I'm still flying. Hallelujah. I might be blinded by the smoke of what's happening in my life and in the world, but I'm still flying. Ooh, hallelujah. I'm not losing ground because I'm flying high. And I'm going to go up higher. I'm going to go up higher. Don't mess with me. I'm going to get up over this storm. Higher. You ever been in a plane where the pilot says, you know, I'm coming into a storm, but just give me a few minutes, I'm going to get up over it. I'm going to ride. They never ride under it. They always ride over it. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. They take the chance to go higher. Woo. Hallelujah. They say they can survive the storm if they can go higher. I heard one airline personnel tell me, he said the reason that they go higher because if the plane fell, they got time to straighten it out before it hit the ground. That's why he tells you to go higher. Don't be afraid to go higher. Hallelujah, because if you mess up, you can straighten it up before you fall all the way to the ground. You don't have to end up a disaster if you learn how to go higher. All right, hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. That's why David said, I would have fainted, but I believed to see. He said, I would have given up, but I believed to see the goodness of the Lord as my belief systems stayed up high. my thoughts may not have been lining up with my belief system, but my belief system was never challenged. I stayed up high. Wow, y'all don't know how great it is to preach in this place. You don't always get to be in places where it's easy to preach. And you got to work and work and work. And I would rather not work, just praise. I would rather just worship with the word. Come on. I would rather just speak the words out and people catch it because they're trying to worship. They catch it because they want to praise God. They catch it because they want to be better. Just say it and I'm going to catch it. Woo, Shabba, I dare you to worship right there. I dare you to praise him right there. Right there. On that moment, right there. Woo. All right. Ha, yeah, stop up about Kata Yisha. Ha, yeah. I love it. You just shout it out. Just shout. Psalm 103 is a psalm of David. David was in a place of personal experience with God. Some stuff was going on when he wrote this. It's the ultimate and deep significance of worship. Bless the Lord. Most of the time we talk about how blessed we are. And we're looking for a blessing to come, rightly so. He promised to bless us. He wants to bless us. He wants to give us his goodness and his mercy. Come on. He wants to favor us. He wants to heal us. He wants us to lift us out of where we are to where he wants us to be. So his desire is to bless us. But the ultimate in worship is to bless the Lord. It magnifies God. Hallelujah. David is speaking here, and that ultimate in worship is when spirit, soul, and body comes together. Come on. That's the ultimate in worship. Come on. That's why you see music, you see singing, and you see dancing. Then you see lifting up the hands. Come on. And you see bowing. Because there has to be a place in worship where all of the triunity of who you are blesses the Lord. Hallelujah. They're not just waving those flags and dancing and strolling across here just to entertain, but it's pulling your spirit, soul, and body into the presence of God. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. It's a blessing. David wrote this as a blessing to bring to God. And we're so flowing together this morning. It's amazing. But when he's saying bless the Lord, in that scripture, it's tying in Adonai, Yahweh, El Elyon, and Elohim. Come on, come on, come on. It's tying in the sufficient one, the I am, the Lord Most High. When you say bless the Lord, you say bless the Lord Most High. He's up there. And that's what I'm trying to get. That's what I'm trying to get. Okay. It brings in an Elohim, the tripart God, where he expects you to operate in triunity of yourself, spirit, soul, and body. Causes us to lift our attention up, to refocus, to pay attention to who he is. It redirects our attention to the glory and the majesty of God. We start looking up at what he has already done. And we buy into what he has already done. Come on, come on. Like, you was wretched. Come on, you was wretched. And he saved you. You couldn't get out of where he was. That's what he's already done. I ain't talking about how many houses you were able to build since you started blessing the house of God. And he blessed your finances. And you got more than you ever had in your life right now. Yes, that's what he's already done. Hallelujah. But your mind was jacked up. Come on, you didn't know how to think right. Come on, he's already straightened your mind out. He's already dealt with your confusion and your chaos. He's already came in and dealt with the iniquities of your family lines. Come on, and those things that you do, you just don't understand how they could be broken. And you look up and you the first one to go to college. And you the first one to move out of the neighborhood. And your children are doing better than anybody else. And you got more than you ever said. What's what he's already done? Bless the Lord. Oh, I need a little bit more, just a little bit more blessing. Come on, sir. Come on, come on. I'm always trying to work you up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because we ought to be worked up. Come on now. Oh, my. Spirit, soul, and body, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't just have an intellectual view, but I got a spiritual view. And then my body is saying, I want to lift my hands. Psalm 121 is a song of ascent. It's a song of going up. You know, if you ever read it from 120 to 134, Israel sang those songs as they went up the mountain. And as they got up, the song and the singing got higher and higher. And David said, I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, knowing my help comes from God. Hallelujah. I'm going to Zion, but only because I'm going to meet him there. I'm going up this mountain because he promised to be at the top of the mountain. He promised to meet me there. Come on, you got to get in your spirit that I'm going up, because if I can get up, if I can get out of this, if I can lift up, if I can just reach for a higher plane in God, God will meet me there. I know he will. I got experience. I know he will. He won't fail. He won't fail, because he will never fail. I promise to be with you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. This is a simple, simple song. Just a simple message. Bless the Lord. It's a declaration of trust, affirming that divine help comes from the Lord. He's the creator of heaven and earth. So I don't have to look to earthly sources. It emphasizes looking to God for strength and security during challenging times. Hallelujah. I'm speaking to your new faith focus. Hallelujah. To your faith. Hallelujah. Empowered by favor. Oh, Psalm 103 has been called by theologians and historians and those that research scripture and research God and talk about what the Bible is saying. They call it the Mount Everest of Psalms. It's the highest point of the Psalms, exalting the spirit, soul, and body to be lifted to a height of glorious experiences with God. Bible scholars said people turn to this psalm in times of confusion, misunderstandings, personal disappointments. Now look, this is the statistics before all other psalms, including Psalm 23. They turn to this one when they have misunderstanding, disappointment, or confusion. They turn for comfort, guidance, direction, and simple reflection. The psalm is a lifter, written by David in the later years of his life, as he struggled with the illness toward the end of his life. David is remembering, recalling, and encouraging his own heart to look back and count the blessings. Hallelujah. Every now and then on our journey, we need to look back and count the blessings. The psalm, old song says, and name them one by one. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to recall so that you can restore your faith or refresh your faith. Why am I slumping here? I've seen God in this place before. I've seen him show up for me in this kind of impossibility. I know that he will do what he said he would do, because this is not my first rodeo with God. Ha, y'all, come on. David was the one who said, I was once old, and I was young, and now I'm old, and never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And I think he's seen a few generations, and he said, and my seed ain't begging bread. Come on, my seed ain't hopeless. They're not destitute. They haven't lost. Remember, It's a psalm of power, the power of the presence of the Lord, the preeminence of God and the sovereignty of God toward his people. It's a command to sing and to speak of the goodness of God. Two of the greatest gifts that God has given mankind. It's language and memory. Praise is not possible without language. And it's not possible without memory. Praise is not possible without language. And it's not possible without memory. That's why people who study with, struggle with tongues. It wasn't it just appropriate that God would have his own language? Don't that just really make sense? Don't. Wouldn't he have a language that wasn't tainted by our human selves and how we think of things? You know, I know we as Americans, we are so arrogant to think that English is just right, and we overlook the other languages of the world. But don't you think that God knew that? And he said, you know what? I can't even leave my language to you. That's all right. That's how I handle tongues. I don't struggle with it. I don't care if it don't make sense to you. If God's got a language, I want to speak it. That's all I'm saying. Two things. Language and memory. Language, or the ability to speak, is a blessing that God allows us to communicate thoughts, exchange ideas, discuss the past, and make plans for the future. Language gives us the ability to expose and explain the contents of our minds, as well as teach and learn from others. We explain the world around us with language. We pledge future behaviors by speaking, articulating, and expressing our minds with our language. Language is powerful. Language is powerful. When you study in the history of the missionaries, and they would go to the other foreign countries and they would go and speak English and try to conform those indigenous people to English, they later learned that they had to learn their language, because it wasn't touching them until they learned their language. God gives us language. Language is important. And so we can't just make one better than the other. We got to embrace the tongues that God has given to other people in other places of the world. That was free. Language links us to God. All right? God spoke. God what? God what? Woo! He spoke the world into existence. So we can speak our world into existence. Hallelujah. God spoke, we speak. Both language and memory can have negative ramifications when we use them against the authority of God and what he intended. Both. Hallelujah. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. A soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. A soothing tongue, oh, I read that, but that's in Old Testament and New Testament. David gives us a beautiful example how to use the power of language and memory as God intended. Begins with the exclamation and the declaration and a command to bless, the Lord with words. Then he says, and encompass my entire being as I speak those words with all that is within me. Every cell of my body, with the blood that's running in my vein, with my ability to see and to hear, with my senses, I bless the Lord. Hayashata. Come on, come on, come on in here with me. Well, come on in here with me. Hallelujah. With my sensibility and everything that makes me human, makes me the child of God that I am, makes me walking in truth, I'm going to bless the Lord with that. I don't understand everything, but I got a command to bless the Lord. It may be confusion and chaos. It doesn't matter. And right now, and I keep on saying it, and you know, I just read the news. We got these phones ever present in our hands 24/7, and we always getting the clicking of a news report, something that's going on in the world. And if it ain't the news, then it's our children and our family that's sending us a text or call to let us know what's going on. And if it ain't that, it's a bill reminding us, you owe me, you need to pay me. Come on, somebody. We got all of this information. But he said, but all that is in me. Let me thank you for the what you've done for me. And then for the benefits that are go along with being in your presence. Come, when we are at our lowest, gratitude and thanksgiving is what we give to God. So now, our spirit, pneuma, the highest point of who we are, places a God consciousness in it, in us, to embrace Him. So our spirit bows to the command. Hallelujah. For we are the circumcision, and we worship God in spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. So we can't let our body praise before our spirit. I'm walking heavy right there. Because we really, really get our body involved long before we think that if I get my body involved, my spirit will catch up. But the right way is to have your spirit already involved in worship before you ever lift a hand. Come on, wherever you put your voice in, sing a song. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, come on here. I worship in spirit. I'm the circumcision. I worship you in spirit. The day is coming where people will worship me in spirit and in truth. Call forth that spirit of God that is in you before you even take a step to give God anything. Because the spirit will control, the spirit will command, the spirit will demand, the spirit will call you under subjection. Body and soul will bow down if you let the spirit rule and reign. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm almost done. True worshipers, true worshipers, true worshipers in spirit and in truth. Father is seeking such. He is spirit. He is spirit. He is spirit. Ha, he's calling for the spirit that's in us. and his likeness that he has put inside of us. Hallelujah. That's why when you say Abba in the scriptures, you always see it twice, because that Abba of God is calling to that Abba of God that is in you for a divine connection. And he said, I'll take you places that you've never been before. I'll make you soar higher than you ever soared. I'll let you reach a height in me if you allow me to direct. Say Abba. Now say Abba. Say, I got Abba in me. But Abba is connecting with Father God. Abba, Daddy, come on. Let me feel the unction of who you are in me. Hallelujah. So I can properly worship you. So, Numa. And now, Suke. The nature, the character, and the force of humanity. Suke harbors, that's the soul, the ability to know. It is the seat of the personality that lodges the will, the intellect, and emotions and minds. It holds the consciousness for things. Hallelujah. Suke connects us to the body by sensations. The five senses connected to the suke. So when he say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, he said, now I know some things. Hallelujah. I can allow an emotional experience in the presence of the Lord, because my soul is connected to the consciousness of God. I intellectually can worship the God of my salvation, because, come on, I know that I know that I know. Yeah. Come on, I'm not struggling with confusion in who he is any longer. I read the book and I win. Come on, I understand by the word of God that I am who I am. I understand that all of his promises are yes and amen, because I have received it in my mind. I've received it in my emotion. I ain't a confused Christian. Come on, I'm not struggling to find out which God I ought to serve. I'm not there anymore. I've gone long past there, because I intellectually and emotionally and my will is bowed down to who he is. So I'm all the way in. The truth of worship resides in the soul. The truth of worship resides in the soul. We have teaching about worship because we're getting the soul to line up. Now the soul is in the middle of the spirit and the body. Hallelujah. But I command my soul, because the spirit is already connected to God. Hallelujah. But you got to command your soul, because when you come into his presence, every thought that you had all week long want to show up at that time. You want to satisfy everything that's going on. But I'm in the presence of the Lord, but I can't get this out of my mind, because your soul is not lining up. Command your soul to worship. Well, I'm sad. I just can't get out of this slump. And I'm hurting. I can't get out of this slump. Yes, that's emotional. But your soul will command your emotions. It will rule over your emotions. If you command the soul to line up with the spirit, and I will bless the Lord. Command the soul to receive that Abba is in you, and I will bless the Lord. Command your soul to say that this worship is not coming from me, but it is coming from Father God, and I will bless the Lord. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Character, the nature, the force harbors our ability to know, helps our senses. It is our feel and taste. David said, oh, taste, and that's why he said that. Hallelujah. He wanted the soul to taste. That's shaka. Oh, my God. I'll taste and see that the Lord is good. We learn God's word, so we worship on the basis of what we know about God through the scriptures. Our soul expresses the sovereignty of God in our personal experiences. See? It's the soul that has to bow down to his sovereignty. See, because the soul is the what if and why. Come on. The soul is, I don't know, and this don't make sense. That's the soul. But I command my soul to line up with the spirit. And I get that information of lining it up through the scriptures, through the word of God. That's why it's so important when you sing songs that they are the caliber of the scripture, if not all scripture. Ooh, what we remember in the word of God and in our lives. Forget not. So, come on. Remember what he done for you. So, remember his goodness. Forget not. Forget not occurs in the Bible over 200 times in the King James. It is a constant thread throughout the Torah, the Tanakh, and it's given equal importance in the writings of the apostles. The human heart is forgetful and engages selective memory. We remember what we want to remember. We remember the way we want to remember it. Yeah. We adjust our memory to make us feel like we want to feel. All right. Haya. Halalamasata. Selective memory. But if I'm going to bless the Lord, I'm going to get that soul lined up, right? Memory, the best thing God has given us, and we choose it to remember the evil. And he said, but I need you, I need you, I need you to remember the good. You can't worship me unless you remember the good. Hallelujah. You can't be effective in my kingdom unless you make a decision that I'm going to remember the goodness of the Lord. I'm on with David. He said, I would have fainted. Hallelujah. I would have given up. I would have stopped. But I believe to see the goodness. He going to show up. He coming with his goodness. He coming with his grace and his mercy. I know he is. Hallelujah. He's going to bring it on the scene. It's about to happen. It's about to happen. I'm about to be blessed. I'm about to be blessed in the city. I see it. I feel it. It's going to happen because I remember God, and he's just that kind of God. That's who he is. He's not going to leave me helpless. He's not going to leave me without a way out. He's not going to stop being God. Hallelujah. I remember, and I'm going to buy into that. Oh, even so, come Lord Jesus. When Jesus comes, hallelujah, all of this is going to happen because he is a good and a gracious God. Oh, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's why they say, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah, and into his courts with praise. And then he didn't stop there. He said, and I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. You see how he is gathering his stuff? I'm not even going to come into the presence of the Lord until I start thinking right about him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm saying thanksgiving. I'm saying thank you. I got gratitude. Thank you for this week. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for giving me a paycheck. Thank you that I ate every day. Thank you that my kids came home last night. Thank you that you're the God of all glory. Thank you because you showed up when I thought I was helpless and hopeless in a chaotic situation. You calmed that spirit in the room. Hallelujah. You shut up my enemies when I thought they had me. You showed up as a mighty warrior, as the great I am, as the truth, the life, and the door. You've always been good to me. Always. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. I'm coming in the door saying thank you. Hallelujah. I'm coming into your presence saying thank you. I dare not do anything without saying thank you. Oh, that don't mean you don't hurt and you don't mourn. Hallelujah, but you don't ever forget to say thank you. Hallelujah. When I was coming up, I was raised in foster care. My mama bought us anything. If you didn't say thank you, you know what she did? She took it back. She said, give me that. That's mine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She said, you don't know what it took for me to bless you with that. Give me back. Give it back. And you can't say thank you? That's the least you can do. I brought it to you, but you can't say thank you. Ah, come on, somebody. I kept my word, and you can't say thank you? I'm on. I need some thank yous going up right now. David said, forget not his benefits. And I'm almost done. Yep, I'm almost done. Nephesh means to refresh oneself and revive oneself. The first place of manifestation is in the soul. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, and all said that my soul cries out, praise God for saving me. Now them old school Pentecostals, y'all talk, we talk about them now because we got a little bit more intellect, a little bit more knowledge, but they sung them songs by experience. Hallelujah. Come on, they didn't break down the fish and suke and numa. They didn't have no way to look for that. It wasn't available to them. But their experience is, when I think, if I just take a few minutes to just think, about the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. And then they made it personal, and all that he's done for me, not just that he's a creator, not just he made heaven and earth, not that the earth is the Lord, but what he's done for me. Woo! Then my soul cries out. Hallelujah. Psalm 42. My tears have been my food day and night. While men are asking me all day long, where is your God? These things come to mind as I pour out my soul. What he says, how I walked with the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God with shouts of praise. Now look what he's saying. He's saying now, when my enemy and my foe is saying, where is your God? Look what happened to you. You're in a down place. God didn't show up for you. David said, the psalmist, I believe it was David, these things come to these things come to our memory, to our mind. I used to walk with the multitude going to Zion, shouting praise and joy. I remember the journey to Jerusalem and how excited I was. I remember coming to the house of the Lord, and God answered my prayer. I got a prophetic word, or I was slain and overwhelmed by the presence. I remember in my bedroom when God showed up when I thought it was at the end. He said, I remember how joyful I was. Then he says, why are you cast down, oh my? Why are you uneasy within me? Put your hope in God. Say, for I will yet praise him for the salvation of his presence. Psalm 34, 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. What is that language? Come on. I will speak it. I will speak it. I will speak it. Hallelujah. My soul shall make her boast. What is that again? Language. And the humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. And the body is to worship God. That's the soma, the flesh, the bone, the blood. It reacts in the world, and it should react in the presence of God. It's where the manifestations and behaviors are seen. Hallelujah. It's the next place of worship. The body carries out what originated in the spirit. Otherwise, all of our worship would be flesh. Many times it's difficult to know the difference. That's why I'm taking time to lay it out to you. So this is instruction of how to get yourself started. Psalm 145, 21, my mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. Psalm 47 and 1, clap your hands, all ye nations. Body, shout, language, to God with cries of joy. Psalm 63, oh, thou, you are my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. Oh, you are my God, spirit, early will I seek. Then my soul thirsts for thee, and my flesh long for you. Hallelujah. To see the power and the glory. So I have seen you in the sanctuary memory. Because thy loving kindness is better than life. Come on. My lips shall praise you, my body, my voice, my language. Thus I will bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands, body, to thy name. If worship originates in the soul, it's carnal and soulish. It has to originate in the spirit. If it originates in the body, it's sensual and fleshly. It has to originate in the spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It is the separating power. The spirit is God consciousness. The soul is self consciousness. And the body is sense consciousness. Bless the Lord, oh my. The command, the declaration of the spirit, the Abba in you is saying, bless the Lord. I love it. The Abba, he's saying, and he's not asking you. He's not asking you. He's telling you, bless the Lord. And now you're saying, oh, my soul, bless the Lord. Your answer is, soul, bless the Lord. How I'm going to get there? I'm going to remember what you've done for me. That's how I'm going to get the soul come in alignment with the spirit. Hallelujah. And then I'll remember. I'm going to remember, and I'm going to enter your gates with thanksgiving. I'm going to be grateful. I'm going to say thank you. I'm going to give you what you need because you've done so much for me. It's how I get out of it. It's how I get out of it. I won't forget. I won't forget all that is within me. And then I dance. Then I clap. Yeah, yeah. Then I sing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then I twirl. Come on, somebody. And I shake. And I do whatever it takes because I'm in alignment with worship. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Let your alignment with worship be strong in this house this morning. Come on. I'm aligned with what God is requiring, and I will worship God. I will bless his name forever. Bless the Lord. Thank you for language, oh God.